Hello and welcome to Sofa Sensei. You're joined by me, Kavan, and this is the Aki and Selfish Digital Network. Well, I enjoyed so much talking to you about the five things I would love to see in boxing this year that I thought I had to do more. So I'm back with a brand new episode talking about the five things I would love to see in MMA, mixed martial arts, UFC, Bellator, PFL, all those great organizations. Here's what I would love to see in MMA this year. So last time with the boxing video, I got stuck straight in. This time it's no different. Let's go. So the first thing I would like to see in MMA, I know this is somewhat controversial, but I would like to see less champ-champ fights. We see them a lot. They had value once upon a time. I remember seeing the Conor McGregor, Eddie Alvarez fight. That was the first one in Madison Square Gardens. That was a major, major card, and it had real ramifications because Conor McGregor was going from one division to another, and it felt big. And obviously, Conor McGregor at the time was the biggest star in MMA. Since then, we've seen a few ones that feel somewhat important. You know, Stipe and Daniel Cormier was an interesting one because Daniel Cormier continued to defend his light heavyweight belt at the time. What else have we seen? We've seen Islam Makhachev fight Alexander Volkanovski twice now, winning both times. And Volk was going up, obviously, both times. I don't know. The second time felt a bit rushed. Obviously, it was naturally rushed. It was a late-minute replacement. But I don't know. There's a lot of talk right now of potentially Sean O'Malley going up to featherweight. And I just don't feel like Sean O'Malley's done enough. So if we could just chill on the champ-champ fights for now, and make people clear out their divisions before they move up. One of the biggest criticisms of boxing is that the fighters, the champions in particular, don't fight the best. And MMA often does a good job of defending itself against that same criticism. Well, with the increased occurrence of these champ-champ fights, we run a risk of exposing MMA to that same criticism. So just bear that in mind. Number two, I would like to see better fighter pay. So let me just... Some people within the sport have obviously done amazingly, amazingly well from the sport. However, I think it's fair to say the share of revenue and profits that the fighters get in MMA is significantly less than those in boxing. Now, I suppose there are many reasons for that. You know, things that spring to mind are the facilities you get, particularly in the UFC, like the PI and that sort of stuff, is a benefit. However, you know, you also don't get to choose your own sponsors in a lot of cases in the UFC, which isn't necessarily beneficial either. They do say that the base pay in the UFC is better than the base pay in boxing. Sometimes you have to actually pay to be on a card in boxing, whereas you get at least 10K if you're in the UFC. Now, I recognize I'm comparing the whole sport of boxing to one organization of the UFC, but the UFC pretty much are a monopoly. Maybe I should say allegedly in case I get sued on that one. But... point being that there is a big amount of movement that the UFC could do to pay their fighters a lot more. And I think MMA more broadly as a sport needs to pay their fighters a lot more. And we're all for that on Sofa Senseis. So we'll continue to unbox that topic as time goes on, discussing fighter pay. Number three, I would like to see group post-fight press conferences make a return. The last time we saw a group post-fight press conference was, I believe, UFC 199. I think that's what it was, when Michael Bisping fought and defeated Luke Rockhold for the middleweight title of the world. Michael Bisping went on a foul-mouthed rant at Luke Rockhold after that fight. And we haven't seen group post-fight press conferences ever since. They were incredible. They were interesting. They were fascinating. Getting into the psychology of a loser versus the winner on either side of the table. Really, really incredible stuff. Insane viewing. So really, really do recommend that they come back. Please, I want to see them. I want more drama. Okay, Number four. I would like to see cross-promotional fights. And this links into number five as well. But particularly, you know, we're seeing, obviously, PFL bought Bellator recently. And we're going to be seeing some Bellator champs fight PFL champs and so on and so forth. That's good. That's great. But that's actually an in-house thing because, obviously, they're owned by the same people. But why not see cross-promotional fights? We see it in boxing. And you know, soon we'll be seeing the 5v5 Matchroom v Queensbury card. And that's going to be incredible. That's going to be a moment for the sport. You know, it's only better for the fans when these promotions get their heads together and start putting on the fights that really are the best v the best. Because let's face it, although the UFC has the highest concentration of the best fighters, it does not have only the best fighters. There are some who perhaps shouldn't be there, or on the other side, there are some in Bellator who should perhaps be in the premier division of the UFC. Number five is, I would love to see, and this is probably a pipe dream at this point in time, but John Bones Jones versus Francis the Predator Ngannou. Now, Francis Ngannou is obviously making a shit ton of money in boxing right now. And you know what? Good on him. Good on him. He should do. He absolutely deserves it. I never want to question that. Particularly if you look back on point number two, he bloody deserves it. Better fighter pay. Here we go. But I would love to see him fight John Jones. Because first of all, I'd love to see John Jones get paid that kind of money. But second of all, that's the fight we really want, right? That is the incumbent UFC heavyweight champion of the world. A man who has never lost a fight. I don't care about Matt Hamill. He has never lost a fight. Versus Francis the Predator Ngannou, who has one of the hardest punches of all time and dropped the lineal heavyweight champion of the world in boxing in his first professional boxing match. That is a fight that people want to see. And that is the fifth thing I would love to see for MMA in the year 2024. So how likely do you think my list is of getting all of our wishes? This is effectively a wish list. And if we go to my boxing one, one of the things I said, and I'll go for them briefly, a resolution to the Conor Benn saga. Not happened yet. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world. We haven't seen that yet, and it's just been postponed because obviously Tyson Fury got cut. Haney versus Tank. Haney's just been announced as fighting Ryan Garcia, so we're not going to see that anytime soon. Saudi Energy replicated elsewhere. Saudi Energy is great. It's still in the sport, but I haven't seen it be replicated elsewhere. Or maybe you could argue Devin Haney versus Ryan Garcia is that kind of Saudi Energy. And more shoulder content. That is still to come. And MMA does that amazingly well. Particularly the UFC do a great shoulder content offering. But when I say shoulder content, I mean things like, you know, behind the scenes content. That is really, really amazing and gets you hyped. And by the way, if you haven't seen it, there is an advert going out right now for Volk versus Ilia Topuria, and it just plays on the fact that Volk's, what, 35 or over 36? It's amazing. Genuinely one of the best promos I've ever seen for a fight, or just for a fighter. Amazing. Can't wait for that one. And can't wait for this year of MMA. So thanks for tuning in. This has been a quick one on Sofa Sensei's. You've been joined by me, Kavan, and this is the Aki and Selfish Digital Network. We're available on Instagram at Sofa Sensei's. X, we are Aki and Selfish. TikTok, we are Aki and Saltfish. And please do email any questions, comments, or reviews to akiandsaltfish@gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to hear from your friends. Please do share this with them and give us a 5-star rating and review. It helps us grow. Really appreciate it. Take care. And don't forget to drop in the comments what your 5 top things you'd love to see this year in MMA are. Take care and goodbye.